Lake Erie, the smallest and shallowest of all the Great Lakes. It provides water for millions and rakes in a huge chunk of Ohio's tourism dollars. But it also suffers from pollution, excess phosphorus and nitrogen that lead to harmful algal blooms, which closes beaches and affects drinking water. Most of that pollution comes from Lake Erie's western basin, which starts around Sandusky in southern Canada and extends to Indiana and Michigan. Environmental groups want the western basin declared impaired. Here's Gail Hess of the National Wildlife Federation to explain what that means.
Impairment means that a water body or a portion of a water body does not meet water quality standards or meet its beneficial use designation.
So it might be unsafe to drink, eat fish from, or use recreationally. It could also be a harmful environment for aquatic life. I sat with Hess on a deck overlooking Lake Erie's central basin. From the shore, you can faintly make out the shape of roller coasters at Cedar Point. And all across the sand are tons of zebra and quagga mussels, invasive species that made their way into Lake Erie years ago. The Ohio EPA makes a list of impaired waters every 2 years. From there, the U.S. EPA approves or partially approves the list. But Hess says an impairment designation may not bring about the changes everyone is hoping for.
An impairment designation is just that, it's a label. It's not the label that's going to make a change. What's going to make a change are detailed plans and a commitment to action, and ultimately a significant investment in those actions that will make the change.
Those actions are called TMDLs, total maximum daily loads. In other words, the maximum amount of pollution, manure, fertilizer, sewage, that can enter the water. Once a water body is declared impaired, the Ohio EPA sets those pollution limits. That's why groups, including the Ohio Environmental Council's Adam Risson, want them so badly.
What we've heard before is that impairment will hurt Lake Erie's reputation. To be clear, you know, what hurts Lake Erie's reputation is the toxic algae.
Ohio's impaired list already includes 267 bodies of water, many of them watersheds and rivers that flow into the Western Basin. And the Ohio EPA's Carl Gebhardt doesn't see a reason to call all of Western Lake Erie impaired.
If you really want to fix Lake Erie, you have to fix the watershed.
There's also a few other states and Canada involved.
If it was just an Ohio body of water, you know, that may also play a role in it. But when you share it with other states, as well as the province in Canada, which doesn't even recognize the term impaired as far as a legal definition, it makes it challenging for anything really to take place.
The Ohio EPA is working on a plan with Canada, Michigan, and Indiana to curb pollution into Western Lake Erie. That and another broader, state-specific plan are set to come out in the next couple of weeks. All of these plans are working toward one goal, reducing total phosphorus entering the western and central basins of the lake by 40% in the next 9 years. Ohio Environmental Council's Adam Risson says an impairment designation would be helpful if it leads to quicker results, but it's not a requirement.
Plans are great, but results are better. And any plan that comes out must have a timeline, must have milestones that need to be met in order to show that we're actually reducing the pollution that causes toxic algae to begin with.
Back on Gail Hess's deck, she notes that impairment could be good for the cause.
If a designation can really help galvanize more attention, more focus, and more commitment to action for nutrient reduction, then that would be a great thing.
The 2016 Impaired Waters List will be open to public comment once it's released, before it's sent to the U.S. EPA for approval. For Great Lakes Today, I'm Elizabeth Miller in Cleveland.